And that's working. And now we'll put up the study, and we're ready for another Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. And so nice to be here. The last couple of weeks we had some guests. No guests today, huh? Okay, but anyway, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal HaBa Mashiach, just a little piece of Israel of God, and it's the Sabbath. And today is the seventh day of the week, the Sabbath, God's time, the fourth commandment. So that's what I'm trying to get everyone to incorporate in your dialogue, that it's the fourth commandment. And it's the seventh day, because some people think the Sabbath is any day. But to us, it's the seventh day. So let's ask God to bless and anoint today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, wash us in your blood, Father, in Yeshua's name. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We don't sin presumptuously or willingly, which some people just can't understand. But we do. Bless and anoint this day, this Sabbath. I pray you'll send down peace and healing upon every brother and sister that keeps your holy Sabbath. Lord and God, watch us today. Be with us today. Help us today. Strengthen us. Encourage us. Lord and God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of the Lord. Discernment, revelation of your word. Heavenly Father, give us better understanding and just ways of understanding people the way they speak. Bless and anoint this Sabbath. Bless the study, Father. Let it prosper everyone down here that listens to it, and let it be to the edifying of the body and to the glory of the Father. Amen. We praise and thank you, Lord and God, for another Sabbath this sixth week as we are coming close to your Feast of Weeks. Bless and anoint this new month of God, Sivan, this third month. We just thank you that we even know about it. We know about the Sabbath. So many things we take for granted. Heavenly Father, bless and anoint this day in Yeshua's name, and we give you the glory and praise. Amen and amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Yes, here we are again on the Sabbath, and it's a totally full week. And my ministry, of course, is a teaching ministry, which brings everything into focus for me, because there's so many things that we talk about amongst ourselves that as soon as you leave this building, they never heard of any of it. But I try to undelete some of the things for you, some of these things. My website seems to be still working. It was down last night for a few minutes. It must have rebooted itself for some reason. But it's back, so you can still read them, listen to them, watch them, and you can still download them. And, of course, we're on Power Talk right now, streaming live. Hello. And, of course, I still would like to come and visit someone if they ever want to know about the Hebrew roots of your faith from the Bible. So there's a link there you can click on. Well, today is the last day of the month. Fast month, wasn't it? Didn't we just start that? It went, it's over. I mean, this is the last day. So Maya's month is leaving us. Wife of Vulcan. And of course, yeah. I don't know. It's so crazy. We say the word May like, you know, most people don't think about what it means. To us, it's, you know, this pagan origin. It's ridiculous. Are we going to change that? No. But it's always nice to know God has his own calendar. And we just entered the new month of God, the third month of God, last night. And today is the first day of the third month called Sivan. What do you think of that? And God has his own calendar. And most people never heard of that. Most people never heard of the word Sivan. Think of that. Just in that one sentence, most people never heard of the word Sivan. They never heard of God has his own calendar. And they never heard of it's the third month. Because we're in the fifth month right now, right? Tomorrow will be the sixth month. As you say, half the year is gone, right? Anyway, we are on the spiritual journey, and we started, 6 weeks ago. Today's the sixth week of this seven-week journey, and that's another thing that so many things have changed in these last 6 weeks with myself and different things I think about. I hope with you too. And, we have to always remember, from our last lives of sin and last life of not knowing anything about the God of Israel. It's like being a captive, you know, in Egypt. We escaped Satan's clutches and we're on our march towards Sinai, you know, spiritually again, and the giving of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's all about. So 6 weeks have passed, and by now you know we don't count the Omer. Another thing that we have to dispel, you know, we have to squash all these false doctrines. We're not counting Omers, because I still haven't met, my wife and I, we did see a bunch of barley or wheat, wheat. It's getting ripe right now because we're going to be entering that type of crop. But we're driving by, we see it's golden in the fields. But I don't know anyone that has a sheaf of barley or wheat. That's why we're counting the Omer in Leviticus 23, 15, and 16. And it's the seven Sabbaths we're counting. And we're on the sixth. This is the sixth already. So remember, next week, Lord willing, if we're still here, it's going to be the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. And there it is in Hebrew. Chag, Hasuk, Hasuk, Hakatzir, I wanted to say. It's the Feast of Harvest, which is really something most people don't think about, because it is one of the harvests, and it's the wheat harvest, right? So remember, next week we have two Sabbaths in a row. We have the weekly Sabbath on the seventh day, and then Sunday, known as Sunday, the first day of the week, is our Sabbath. And there's the dates, you know that. So, Lord willing, we'll see you. symbolically, 50 days from the first fruits, 50 days from the resurrection. So how'd you do so far? And remember, this Feast of Weeks is offering time again. We give an offering to God. So how'd you do so far, 6 weeks later? I know you must have encountered a lot of things, hurdles, bumps, lumps. People try to get you out of the spirit. People try to, a lot of people angry at you for no reason. People trying to do all types of things to you, huh? It's a strange little world. Well, today's topic I just wanted to talk about, Sivan, is here the third month. It's the third month of the God of Israel, I like to say, because a lot of times you say it's the third month, but it's not only of God, it's the God of Israel. So in Exodus chapter 19, we'll just read this. This isn't going to be a long study, but I just wanted to go over this today. We're probably around Exodus 19 now, spiritually. And it actually says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they in the wilderness of Sinai. And there it says, and they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel encamped before the mount. You know, my wife and I have been out in there, it's sort of a wilderness, and now I can understand a little bit what they do, because it's basically the same thing. They're out there, but they're in the desert of Sinai. We're not in the desert. We're in the opposite of that, but it's still out in the barren, like a wilderness, you know. And you have to get accustomed to everything that's out there. And you get to like it. I get to like it. But these people right here, I don't know what happened to them. But this is an interesting time for them, because Moses went up unto God, and Jehovah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, and when I was reading this morning, I stopped there. I always pause, because here we have a God that's anthropomorphic. He has a form, and he has a mouth, and he's speaking. And we know that's the word of the Lord in some body form. Thus, it says, thus shalt you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. That's, what else can you, what's better than that, than God bringing you unto himself, you know? It says, now therefore, and it's the same message, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a segula, a peculiar people, a treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Isn't that beautiful? So we don't have to be Levites, we're spiritual Levites, you know, priests unto God, a holy nation. And I can feel that when my wife and I have been traveling here and there, going, you know, different places. I feel different than the average person, because the average person, I look at them, you know, and I view them, they look lost, like they have no certain purpose in their life, as far maybe just living and getting through the day. When we have, I was telling my wife this morning, you know, no eye has seen, no ear has heard the amazing things God has for those that love Him and keep His commandments. And even though everything down here He made is beautiful, this is going to be nothing compared to what's awaiting us. And just to know that, you know, because we have a different home waiting for us. Isn't that beautiful to think of? I think of the creation of God a lot lately. I look at the sky and I love the blueness and the clouds and the greenness and everything. But then I think about, wow, this is all going to be gone. We're going to be in a spiritual place which is going to surpass this place. You know, just it's going to be so beyond us. But as we hear, we're supposed to be a kingdom of priests, bringing righteous judgment. And priests are also the kind of people that taught other people. And we're supposed to be a holy nation. These are the words which you should speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Jehovah commanded him. So you notice there's a protocol in the congregation. He didn't just go to the everyday people. He went to the elders. You notice that? And all the people answered together and said, all that Jehovah had spoken, we'll do. We wish. They might have did it at that moment. Yeah. And Moses, of course, he felt he should return the words of the people unto Jehovah. Of course, Jehovah. Yeah, I'm sure God heard. And Jehovah said unto Moses, lo, I come unto you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you. Could you imagine actually hearing the voice of God? The people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. See, they didn't really believe Moses was connecting with God. That's why they kept, you know, doing everything wrong. Especially the people way back in the... Remember how big the place is, you know, all the people. Way back in the, you know, in the crowd of people, way back, I'm sure some people were thinking, like, what are we doing here? Who's Moses anyway? What's he bringing us here? You know, like, he's talking to God. Sure he is. Yeah. And Jehovah said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. So God does care if you're clean, even outwardly, besides inwardly. Some people I met in the past, they go, well, God never said take a shower. What? Yeah. I said, get away from me. Yeah. No, but I'm saying you're supposed to be clean inside and out. You're not supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to try to come presentable, definitely to the house of God too. And also be a testimony everywhere you go. He says, be ready against the third day, which is very significant in the Bible, number three. It says, for the third day, Jehovah will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. So here we have Jehovah talking about Jehovah. What does that sound like? Sounds like a plurality of God. Sounds like a couple of things going on there. Because he didn't say, I'm coming down. He said, Jehovah's coming down. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that you go not up into the mount, nor touch the border of it. And this is the way God is, and he hasn't changed. Whoso touches the mount shall be surely put to death. A lot of people don't know that God. God says, don't come and touch it, don't touch it. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall be surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounded long, then they shall come up to the mount. So this God and these kind of commandments people are not used to, because the church, these pseudo-Christians out here made God into a pacifist, you know, just anything goes, no real restrictions, no real commandments, no real requirements, just do anything. I think they turned it, I think most of the pseudo-Christians turned it into a way of selling music, actually. That's all they want to do is sell their music or sell their studies. Huh? Yeah, sell their sermons, their teachings. I thought about that one time. I got over 2,400 web pages on my site. Wow. I could have been wealthy. Imagine if I just got $29.95 just constantly. Wow, I could be raking in the dough. Only kidding. But to me, that sounds ridiculous. We do this for free. I know a lot of people get excited. They get when they look at us when we say that. We're doing this for free. We don't get paid for this. We don't charge. We don't... To me, I love doing this. I'd rather do this than anything. If I had a bunch of people, I'd come here every day, you know. But anyway, so Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. How about that? A lot of people never see that. They actually wash the clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. So the third day is very important. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning is very significant too. Remember we read that? The morning's always important, and the third day is very important. There was thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that were in the camp, and the camp was very big, they all trembled. We only can't really imagine that, you know, but we have to try to think about, wow, that must have been unbelievable. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood on the nether part of the mount. And the Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke. Because Jehovah descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. Wow. That sounds, huh? Yeah, I bet it was frightening. I mean, just hearing a voice of God, because, I mean, you know, can't even imagine that. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God actually answered him by a voice. Could you imagine that? I mean, a real, you know, that's like, wow. You just think to yourself, wow, home, brother. And Jehovah came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. He actually came down in some form, like, and just think he's bigger than the universe. But his word can come in any manifestation. And Jehovah called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up to meet him. Just think, do you understand what that I just said? Like, God is bigger than the universe, but yet he... His word he can make into some form that can come down upon a Mount Sinai. Moses can go up to meet him. I have no idea why Judaism says God has no form or is not anthropomorphic or God is just unknowable. He's just a, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, God went to meet him. He went to go meet him. So this plurality of God is everywhere, like right here. And Jehovah said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Jehovah to gaze, and many of them perish. That's a plurality of God. And let the priests also, which come near to Jehovah, sanctify themselves, lest Jehovah break forth unto them. And that is Jehovah speaking, but he's talking about Jehovah. Yeah, in the third person. This one is really right on. Look at this. And Moses said unto Jehovah, the people can't come up to Mount Sinai, for that you charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And Jehovah said unto him, away! Get you down, and thou shalt come, and you're going to come up, and Aaron with thee. I know what I'm saying. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. Wow. Isn't that amazing? That's definitely third person. Moses was so scared. I'd be so scared. I'd be t- talk about mixing up everything God said, I just would be like, say it again. You know, just like, I mean, just think about that, how scary that must have been. I mean, we're just reading this in a room here, you know, on a sunny day here on the Sabbath. Imagine being live on Mount Sinai with all these people, and God's, the whole mountain's on a smoke's quaking, and this voice is like, and it's just like on fire. You must feel like a little tiny, like nothing, insignificant. And Moses said unto Jehovah, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And I just read that. I read it. I wrote it twice because it's so amazing. It is amazing. Actually, I copied that because there's the plurality of God in it. Mm-hmm. So this is all happening on the third day. And they're in the Sivan too, you know, and that's why we think that in the month Sivan the commandments were given, and also we know the Holy Spirit was given in the Book of Acts chapter 2, right? Even though most people don't know about it's called Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest. I don't know if anyone, you guys ever heard that before, Feast of Harvest, Feast of Weeks.
Yeah, I heard that.
But did you know Acts 2 was that? And that was a pilgrimage feast, and that was only the Jews that were there. I know a lot of churches say that their church was founded. Huh? Some people say it was the start of their church. I can't imagine that, the start of their church. Anyway, here's why the third day is so important, because it says in Mark 16:2, and in the morning, remember the morning? The first day of the week is known as what? Sunday. They came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Yep.
And then, of course, Luke 9 and many other places. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain. And he's going to raise the third day. So the third day is very has a lot of pitches to it, indirect forecasts of the Messiah throughout that. Even in the book of Exodus, we read when they went through the Red Sea and Moses,
yep,
in the morning, you know, he lifted up his hand, you know, and that's when salvation is always brought forth, you know. Same thing with Yeshua raising on the third day is the resurrection, you know. And this is going to be happening on the first day. See, it says the first day. That's why we're doing the first day. People hate the first day because it's Sunday. That's ridiculous. So they were told to tarry, you know. They were told to tarry, to wait, to endure, be patient, believe, and trust the God of Israel for all things. And that's the same thing, I guess, the message for us is always the same. Wait, tarry for the Feast of Weeks. We only got 1 week left. In the book of Luke 24:49 says, behold, I will send the promise of my Father unto you, but just tarry, wait in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And this has nothing to do with the Pentecostals and anything. This has nothing to do with made up fake prayer languages. Okay, but they tarried, they stayed in a place, they sojourned there, they waited, and the Comforter, which already has been given, which we understand it's free to access now to have, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which we have, and Yeshua are one. Yeshua said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We're one. And Yeshua says he's going to send the Comforter, and he says, I will come unto you, right? And we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Same message that we just read in Exodus, and of course it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Same thing. And I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And what is this Comforter? It's the Spirit of Truth. And that's why I think our congregation, we just love the truth. We have the Spirit of Truth. That's all we want, is the truth. We are so tired of lies and made-up stories and things that are just counterfeits. We want the actual evidence, the truth. the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, he dwells with you and he shall be in you. And I know God is in us because we desire truth and we love that. Holy Spirit, amen. We could tell when in the Bible too when people are speaking. And here Yeshua says, verse 18, he says, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So Yeshua and the Father and the Spirit are one. Yeah. Yeah, it's not separate gods or, you know, three divine persons and all that nonsense they made up. There's one God. He could do just many things that we can't imagine. He says, yet a little while and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. And this is it. People don't like this verse because what it says, though people that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that loves me. So all these people that say they love God and they don't keep any of his commandments, what are they? Liars, and the truth is not in them. No matter how cute and sweet they look, you're a liar. You don't love God because you're not keeping his commandments. He that loves me, it says, he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to you. Now Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you're going to manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Yeshua answered and said unto him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and will make our abode with him. Wow. Praise the Lord. That's what we want, God to be in us. We've got to build a sanctuary for God, you know, us. He that loves me not, here's how you can tell people that don't really love the God of Israel, keeps not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's that sent me. So anyone that no matter what they look like, no matter how nice they are, how charming, how sweet, how gentle, the beautiful voice, no matter what, if you don't keep God's commandments, you're just not of the God of Israel. You're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Strong medicine. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Shalom I leave with you, my shalom I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. So that's really important to keep in your mind. Don't be troubled, don't be afraid, because God is here. That's nice to know, isn't it? I like, you know, when things go wrong, I always think, well, we have a Father in heaven that hears us, and we keep his commandments. Amen. Yeshua said to these people here, he says, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. I'm just here I'm on the earth right now, and I'm going to die. My Father's greater than I. You know, he's not dying, even though I'm dying. Isn't that amazing? He can't die, but I can die. Because I'm flesh. Yeah. I've taken on this form of a man, and being found in fashion of a person, I humbled myself, became obedient unto death. Wow. The God of the universe. And now I have told you before, come to pass, that when it's come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the Satan always wants to come and has nothing in me. He's the prince of this world, you know. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, Yeshua says, I keep them, I do them. Arise, let's go hence. So here we have Yeshua keeping his Father's commandments. So what an example is that for us? We should be keeping his commandments, right?
They are the
You know what's so amazing? People in our congregation, I, you guys all realize, how hard is it to keep the commandments? It's not grievous. No, it's really not. That's why I trying to get that little message across to people, they go, no one can keep the commandments. I'm thinking, well, did you even try? They don't want to. Right. John 15 says, Yeshua says, these things I command you. Here's a command, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So don't feel so bad. Okay? You know, it's just amazing when we were at a meeting the other day and people were talking, and then all of a sudden, you know, we hear them, my ears just go like that when they're saying, and yeah, we're selling our pork, you know, because they're so not like us, and it just like makes like red flags go off and trumpets, you know, just like, what did I hear? What? And then there's other Sabbath people there too. We hope to meet one day and maybe get everyone to meet them. And they all think the same thing, you know. And all the things people do on the Saturday. But, you know, and that's why people might hate us. That's why I'm saying that. Because they, you know, they wonder, why can't you show up on Saturday? If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, I have chosen. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We just don't do the things everyone else does, right? Yeah. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. They will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they'll keep yours also, because you're just bringing my word to them. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. They're revealed. He that hates me hates my Father also. Wow. That's like saying you hate the God of the universe that created all things. Wow. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But they've seen all the miracles I did. Now they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Wow. But it comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled which was written in their Torah. They hated me without a cause. That's right. But when the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. So it's all... it's all the same. And you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. It's my USA cup. Should have had a glass up here. I know. Okay. So John 16 says, these things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. And we not too many things offend us. We sort of let things just roll off us and keep going forward. Because if we got worried about things offending us, we'd be offended all the time. We would have got offended 13 years ago and said, good luck, goodbye. You know what I mean? When we started. If you just, you know, let's put it this way. There's people that come here, they just can't wait for, you know, make believe something offended them so they could leave. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, they did put me out of the synagogue. Yea, the time comes, and I hope it doesn't come too quick, that whoso kills you will think they do God service. They're fake God. Yeah. But all these things will they do unto you because they know not the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, okay, so don't be so amazed when the time will come that you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. He's telling his disciples that this is all going to happen. And, of course, some of this even goes through time and affects even us today, many years later. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. He's telling them, but you know, this isn't the past. It's expedient to you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And just think, at that time, you know, you got these apostles and just the believers there, and Yeshua was their only shining light, and he said he's leaving them. That must have been a real sad kind of thing, because they actually thought he was going to save Israel and the valiant, you know, deliverer. They didn't understand he's going to die for the sins of the world. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, which has happened already. Of sin, because they believe not on me. That is sin. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. We haven't seen Yeshua. I haven't. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yes. Satan. Amen. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, the Spirit of truth, when he's come, he'll guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself like all the people out here do. That's all they talk about is himself. I. He says, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. What do you think of that? Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. So then we have in the book of Acts, of course, they waited and waited and waited, and being assembled together with them, commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem. Don't depart, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. You know, John baptized with water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And of course, it was 50 days later, right? Well, right, but I mean, the whole thing was 50 days from the resurrection. And it was, of course, they waited in the upper room. Could you imagine? That takes a lot of faith. They waited 10 days there, right. Takes a lot of faith. I mean, you have to just, first of all, you have to believe Yeshua, that he rose from the dead. A lot of people didn't see him raised from the dead. Then you're waiting for this Holy Spirit to come in some room with a bunch of people. And they all have to be in one accord, right? One spirit, one body, one mind. So wait. And of course, I always try to bring this up now and then. We are in this enduring contest. We need to wait on God for all things. Sometimes things just don't happen when you want it to happen, huh? In your patience, possess your souls. You know, that's a very important verse. In your patience, possess ye your souls. And of course, the people that endure to the end, those are the ones that are going to be saved. That's either the end of your life or the end of the world. And you might be hated of all people for his name's sake. And just a Sabbath makes people foam at the mouth. Just saying the word, and that's why I'm trying to get everyone to start saying, hey, today we're keeping the fourth commandment. You believe in the Ten Commandments. But that even makes some people get all riled up. Yeah, I know. We don't have to keep them anymore. I know. You know, thousands of years ago, another interesting event happened today on the third day in the first the third month, the first day. Of course, you're going to have to read it yourself. I'm not going to read it to you. But if you go to Ezekiel 31, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, the first day of the month. That's today. Except for it's thousands of years in the past. Jehovah came unto me saying. Notice how he's still speaking. He hasn't changed. So, I hope you enjoyed my little study. It's not too long today. I want you to understand, huh? Not long enough, huh? Well, remember, the Feast of Weeks is coming. Chag Shavuot, Feast of Harvest, Hakatzir, and Pentecost, which is the number 50 in Greek. And its course, we believe it's going to be, of course, it's in the third month, of course, we know that. And Sunday, June 8th, starts, of course, the evening before, which is obviously the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath. So we're going to have two Sabbaths in a row. So in closing, I would like you guys, I know you guys maybe don't realize, just think for a moment in this short little study I just did. I just spoke with you about topics in the Bible that have never been discussed or mentioned or nor observed in your life before you met us. We at our congregation, we know these things and may take this for granted now. You know, you might think, well, you know, that was, you know. However, most of the world is oblivious to these topics and commandments in Scripture. You know, just think of that. As you leave the door today, most people never heard of some of these things. And the thing that's scary about it, they have been deleted from your knowledge. And when some of these things are not observed, it's called sin. And how much sin is going to heaven? Zero. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law. And if you commit sin, who are you of? If you commit sin, you're of the devil. Yeah. We don't sin presumptuously. So in this little study, let me mention just 12. I just picked 12 because I like that number. It also is 3 to me, the third month. These 12 things which I will undelete for you. Here's what I talked about. Maybe because you guys, you know, we say it so often. The people out here know nothing about this. We are here today. We're observing the seventh day, Saturday, the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. Obviously, most people never heard of that. It's deleted from. They don't even know they're missing that. They just love their fake Jesus. Just think, most people out there don't know the meaning of the name May, we so use freely. You know, they don't know what that means or where it comes from. They definitely don't know it's the new moon. What's that mean? They probably think if we said that to people, they'd think we're worshiping the moon or something, right? They definitely don't know God has his own calendar. I never heard of that before. God has his own calendar. Most people out there don't know we're using the Gregorian calendar, Pope Gregory from the 1500s. Most people don't know that. See, all these things we just say here, and we just, to us it's like, you know, we just know it. But just think, most people out there never heard of that. I don't know anybody that knows it's the third month Sivan. The name I tell you at work, it's Sivan? No, I mean, seriously. Most people, including the Pentecostals, are definitely not doing Pentecost, and they don't know what's called the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest. They never heard of that. Most people never heard of the Feast of Weeks as a Sabbath. I mean, in my study today, I dispelled false doctrines like counting the Omer. Instead of counting the seven Sabbaths. I mean, there's things that we take for granted in this little study. Like, to us, it's like common knowledge. But once you leave here, this is just 12 things the average person never heard of. How about 50 days from the first fruits, the resurrection of Messiah in Acts 2, the Feast of Weeks, and it's offering time. They never heard of that. They never heard the Holy Spirit and the Ten Commandments were given in the third month, called Sivan. I never heard anybody say that. And then the word Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, and capital D, in all capital letters, is really in Hebrew, Yehovah, Jehovah. And also capital G-O-D is either Yah or Jehovah. They never heard of that either. So just think, this is just 12 little things that I picked out of the study today that we might take for granted here, like I didn't learn nothing. Well, you guys know all that. Once you leave here, no one knows any of that. Just think of that. Test people. Ask people those questions. Say, Feast of Harvest is coming? You know, Feast of Weeks is coming. Pentecost. Oh, yeah, Pentecost. Oh, did you know that was a Sabbath? Oh, do you know it was in the third month? Even though it's the sixth month, next tomorrow, right? I mean, just think how Satan has camouflaged everything. It's really the third month. But Satan has it the sixth month. Today's really the Sabbath, but everybody goes to church tomorrow. I mean, think about how everything is just yeah, everything really is erased. The truth is erased and replaced with things that just feel nice. The feel, you know, the feelings and emotions. We don't live by feelings and emotions. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith, the Bible says. So anyway, I just wanted you to understand the little study today. It was more potent than you could imagine. Just that we just take it for, we've heard it so much, it doesn't, I want to bring the essence of what we're really learning here in our congregation, as opposed to once you leave the building, you might meet people that are very intelligent. They still don't know any of those things. They're still living in a mesmerized fashion of spiritually hypnotized, you know, and they're lost. It's a sad thing. Anyway, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom. I know the study wasn't long, but I hope you got something out of it. The Spirit of Truth. Next week, we'll have two Sabbaths in a row. And Lord willing, I hope to see you. And hope I'm here too. So I'm going to say, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another Sabbath. We thank you for all these things you teach us, Father. Let us not take them for granted, Lord and God, in these messages. There's so many things that the average person out there that don't know you doesn't know, Lord and God. And we only know these things because it's in your word, and we desire truth. The Spirit of Truth is in us, the Holy Spirit. Bless and anoint the rest of this day. Bless whatever we do here, Father, the singing, the eating, the watching of your movies that glorify you. Anything we do here, Father, let it be to the glory of God, the studies, the conversations. And bring us back together soon to worship you in spirit and truth. And let us think about you through even the secular week, Lord, the carnal week, as we go about our lives. And let us always have you in our minds, because one day we'll be with you. And I thank you, Lord and God, for even allowing us to know about your holy Sabbath. You said you gave us your Sabbath. And I thank you for even allowing us to be here today. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. I'm going to stop the audio. God bless